All right.
Fuck, I hate you guys. Welcome to Hammerdown! Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Corporate at 30. Hi. I'm Tom Diggs.
You are.
Hi, baby. Joe.
Welcome to Pedro's Canadian Station Beer. What?
All right.
Who's the brew?
What's going on, dude?
Otter.
Hey, how we doing, Tony?
Good. It's Picks Friday. What are we doing? Quick recap of Bloodbath Thursday. Went 1-5 during the day, college basketball, but go 4-1 last night in college basketball. So there was a bit of a rebound for everyone. Which the good part of that is we did the show, so the picks given out on the show. And Bruce just zinning, fucking juggling fucking zins.
Winners.
What was I gonna say to old laddie lad? Only loser last night was Washington State plus 2.5. They lost by 5 to Oregon. That was a tough one. How'd your Bloodbath Thursday turn around?
5-5 last night, 0-7 during the day. There was a point yesterday where I lost 11 straight bets, and I was there was a real worry that I was never going to win again. Virginia and Arkansas were starting to fade, and then we really brought it home at the end of the night. It was a nice finish to a terrible day.
Bruce, were you on anything last night, or did you give up?
I did the New York parlay.
Oh, and how'd that go?
It was a fun sweat, you know?
The fucking Knicks came all the way back. Randall had a 3 to cover at the end.
Yeah, it was a bit of a cock tease there. No Brunson just killed them with De'Aaron Fox down the stretch. But, you know, the Rangers won. Fordham got the much-needed win. So while I am a deposit boy, vibes are high.
Okay, good. Vibes are high. We got Fordham tonight.
Tomorrow
you will be in attendance.
Boots on the ground.
Otter, how's life? How's things going?
So we went even Steven in the NBA, and then I'm still getting fucking slaughtered in college basketball. I think I'm going to give out another college basketball pick on this program. We'll see what it is. I'm going to definitely do it live.
Okay.
I'm live betting Michigan State right now plus 150.
All right.
You can't.
I refuse to believe what I'm seeing. This is not Ohio. I've watched Ohio State all year. They're fucking terrible. But there was that guy, if you know, a man placed a large wager on Ohio State to win March Madness.
Fucking Johnny Rothstein? Or
they would have to win the Big Ten tournament to even make it. I'm starting to worry here.
Are you allowed to say this guy's name or no?
Do you know this guy?
It's just a tweet I've seen. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So someone thought. It was out. Someone thought it. You had something to say?
Oh, I'm not kidding.
No.
PGA. We are still at the Players.
Fucking John Rahm's got an illness.
What the hell?
I hope he's okay.
Oh, no.
So fucking Ramey. Was the leader at -9.
Rami.
Why do I not have
this? He just went to -5. He quadded 17.
I'll get you.
Tough situation there. The leader is now 7. It's Christian Bazin.
Hey, better for him today than Sunday, you know?
Exactly.
Get it out of the way.
But let's see if this did anything.
Tied 7.
Fuck. Projected cut. Okay, so... I also Foxy sent out this like office pool golf thing where you pick 6 golfers. right now, 3 of my golfers are sitting at +2. The current projected cut is at +1. I need this line to move to +1. There, fucking Hoagie sitting at +2, Lowry sitting at +2, JT sitting at +2. I mean, if we could just get to +2 and get those guys in,
I think you got a good chance
going to 2. I mean, we got the win this afternoon, right? We got the
McIlroy's 6 over.
The greens are firming up. Yeah, Roars is done.
I guess you actually do need a lot of bogeys, right?
Yeah, all those guys sitting at +1.
Yeah, it's a lot of guys.
It's a few guys.
Yeah, so you need like. You know,
so what is it? Top 50 in ties?
Yeah, so you need like.
Actually, those 3 guys, because it's right now they're all T53, and there's
Yeah.
There's a lot of guys on the course left at plus one.
Couple bogeys.
We might be all right.
Wait, fuck. What's Morikawa doing? I used a live bet on him.
Cologne! Colonial Foot Soldier, Colin Morikawa, is currently plus one on the day. He's minus six through nine.
That's why.
Low score on the day is Christian Bazin. He's minus three, which now he's the leader at minus seven. Actually, minus five, Will Gordon. You bet on Bill Gordon today?
I didn't, but
me either.
I imagine he likes to drive fast.
He does like to drive fast, doesn't
he? Dude named Bill Gordon on the fucking tour, and I don't know about
him. Yeah, I mean, Morikawa was up there still. Jay Day was 200 today. He's got a steady 200 both days. He's minus four. Hovland started out real low. He got to 700 today. He is currently 400.
He had to have a double. Yeah, he double bogeyed, I think, number 12, and then had two more bogeys after that.
And currently sitting sneakily, minus four, even on the day, is Scoot Scheffler. Is he moving? He's got to be second favorite.
Yeah,
right?
He's sitting there like a loaded 12 gauge shotgun ready to fire on. Yeah, yeah.
So he's plus 430. Morikawa's your favorite at 380. I don't see myself taking anyone other than that right now, as far as like guys that
I'm taking Scotty live right now.
Plus 430.
Right now?
Right this second.
Hold.
Nope. It's time to go.
Bill's outdoors made cut.
Hey, Billy.
Sunday morning.
Plus one for the tourney. Maybe I don't know if there's a guy who's 10 strokes back right now. Maybe he makes a run. Saturday, you got Saturday moving day. They're going to be out early.
Yeah. I mean, you got to get within, like, you know, probably six by Sunday.
See, the guys are like two under.
I think Morikawa just gained a stroke. I got a better cash out option.
There you go.
Cash it.
Oh, Scotty down to 380. Yeah, he must do it.
Summon.
See, there, John Shun, I see you just watching.
Yeah, you watching.
Rick. All right, I'm on it, though.
Homa's even right now. Jordo's even right now. They're set seven strokes back.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I mean, the whole, like, just Hovland bogeying down the stretch and Rami blowing up on 17, it just kind of reinforces to me that you got to pass the eye test here at the Players' Championship. You need the ears.
Yeah, you do.
You need a guy like Scotty Scheffler or, unfortunately, the fallen ill. John Rahm.
Johnny Rahm.
Scheffler is fucking just dead yet, man. He's always there.
Nice job, man.
What happened there?
Just Mitt.
What'd
just
you cut through? What'd you cut through?
Guy's fucking ripping wax all day.
I clicked the wrong fucking button. Usually when I click the wrong button, it goes the Tony Full camera because I'm just like messing around over here. But that time it went to the main shot.
Good talk.
All right. Picks Friday. Let's do it. College basketball. I'll start.
UAB's up 22-4 on North Texas right now.
Which side of that are you on?
UAB.
Nice. I didn't have any early picks. Got some night ones, though. I'm going to take I had a UConn -3.5 or -164 money line. Whatever you want to choose there against Ole Marquette. I know Gumpy's not going to like that one. Kansas laying 4.5 against Iowa State. Clemson. +3.5 against Virginia. You didn't put money on North Carolina last night, did you?
I did not, thankfully.
There we go. That's one thing we accomplished.
Texas money line versus Ole TCU. Like the matchup there. And then, do I not have all my picks in here? Hold on. One second.
Come on.
One second. Because I know.
Come on.
Oh. Utah, this was the one that I like. 11:30 tonight. Utah Valley -3.5. And then, are you doing anything Arizona State?
No, but it is very intriguing that it went from 9.5 to 6.5 today.
Yeah, it's almost go Arizona territory. Let's call Arizona a lean for me. So Arizona lean, and then UConn, Kansas, Clemson, Texas, and five-star Utah Valley.
Yeah.
Flash. If you can get a better line, get it. Flash drive.
Flash drive.
Howard money line versus Maryland East Shore.
Okay.
Of course.
Northwestern money line versus Penn State.
Okay.
Of course.
Shaka and Marquette plus 4.5.
PU.
Arkansas getting 1.5 versus Texas A&M. Kansas minus 4.5 versus Iowa State.
Boom, same rod.
Miami getting 3.5 versus Duke. The fucking U. Here we go. Kent State money line versus Akron. Indiana money line versus Maryland. Sam Houston money line versus Grand Canyon.
Those boys.
I'll lay 5.5 with UCLA versus Oregon. Texas money line. Tulane money line. And finish me off with UC Santa Barbara money line.
So if I heard correctly there, we disagree on Connecticut Marquette, but we agree on Kansas Texas.
Yeah, Marquette getting points is a must bet for me.
Bruce, Bruce.
The rare swing to you here, Tony. I like UConn as well. Marquette coming off that OT.
Yeah, but you're a fucking Connecticut Mark.
Yeah, it is also the 12-year anniversary of Kemba Walker destroying Pitt University.
Gary McGee.
And yes, yeah. Also,
that was in the Big Ten or Big East tournament. Actually, I believe that was the year that UConn went on to win as a sixth seed.
Yes, it was. Fun fact: seventh grade, I got suspended day before.
What'd you do?
I went to
What'd you do to get suspended?
A fight. We had like after school. We had after school rec basketball.
Hell yeah!
You know, just getting rebounds down in the post, spilled over into the parking lot. We didn't get picked up. All out brawl with a kid named Jack.
Fuck you Jack
was a bit of a dog,
but shout out to Jack. Got suspended next day.
Went to
my buddy's dad just brought me to the Big East tournament, went and watched all day. Saw Kemba Walker.
I think Coach Diggs was there that day too.
Hell yeah,
you guys probably said hi to each other.
So to keep kind of the Big East good vibes going, I like UConn money line. I also like Creighton on the money line. And then I agree with you guys on Texas and a few other of your plays, Gumpy. Those
almost
sound good.
Almost a Texas team, right?
I have.
And, of course, Fordham plus 5.5 tomorrow, 3:30.
They're getting 5.5?
That's what I saw. It's not up yet, but I did some digging.
Hey, fucking I saw. LaSalle gave him a go.
Good fight. Yeah, that's a tough
one. LaSalle's a bunch of dogs, okay?
Their coach is outrageous.
Or anything college basketball.
So I have one parlay cooking here, and
one.
Let him cook.
All right, this is the worst stretch I've probably ever had gambling. I've said that a couple different.
Let times him cook.
Hey, you're years. Either hot or you're Purdue.
Fuck yeah! Ooh, I mean, got him.
Yeah, there we go. I mean, fuck, win by 6. Jesus Christ. Kansas money line, Iowa money or IU money line, and Texas money line. All that plus 359. I can't even read right now. I'm doing so bad.
Sorry, pal.
This hurts.
I'm gonna do a money line parlay, college basketball right now. If I can put it in as we speak.
What could go wrong?
I just did one.
Kansas, Utah Valley, and Arizona money line parlays plus 203. Fucking
ooh,
put it in.
That Arizona game terrifies me.
With all the money that's left in my account, not saying it was a lot. There was one unit left in the account. It's all going on the parlay. So
yeah, I got that. I got that on a Purdue Michigan State money line parlay right now, and it is clinging to life.
After I put the bet in, balance is now 0.00. So let's. Hope we have a fucking good day.
Saturday morning, deposit boy.
NBA tonight. I actually like this slate.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go with... Now, this team always fucks me.
Don't hop on my Cavs.
Not the team I'm betting against. Sorry, not the team I'm betting on, but the team I'm betting against, for some reason, bites me in the ass. I'm going to go with the Cavs plus 2 at Miami. I'm going to go...
Two?
Oh, yeah.
What? Who's out?
Garland, I believe, potentially.
Mitchell's in?
Mitchell in, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on Cavs as well.
Cavs plus 2. We'll go with the fucking Brooklyn Nets plus 4.5 at the Minnesota fucking T-Wolves. Okay? And last pick, I got 3 puppies tonight. This team is, I don't know, 700 times better when LeBron's not in the lineup. Lakers plus 2.5 against Toronto.
I love the Lakers as well.
They're dogs.
Yeah, they should
throw the Lakers and Cavs into a 6-point teaser. Get them both up to 8.5. Dude, let's do that. Let's go all in on a couple dogs.
Okay. NBA for the backroom boys.
The backroom boys, I'll lead it off. I love, love, love the Lakers getting points tonight. I think that's atrocious. I also like Philadelphia minus 9 with Portland coming into town. Tony, I might be the one that bets on your Minnesota Timberwolves, actually, with Brooklyn coming into town.
Whoa, fuck off, dude.
Well, I don't know, dude.
Here we go. Michigan State making a run. Come on. Let's go.
Yeah, and Minnesota Timberwolves minus 4.5 with Brooklyn coming in.
Woo!
This Ohio State team's got to lose their fucking legs.
Anything NBA for you?
Woo!
Yeah, woo! A nice quick hitter, two-leg parlay.
Boom!
Damian Lillard went under 30 last time out. What's that mean? He's going over 30 tonight. Give me Damian Lillard 30-plus parlayed with the Lakers plus 2.5.
Okie dokie.
Team ride.
So the Lakers are a...
Team ride.
Team ride.
What's happened to us?
Is Tottenham going to take care of Nottingham for us?
Hold on.
I don't know. I think hell just froze over. We just all team rode the Lakers.
Yeah.
Yeah, but well, the boy's not playing.
Addition, subtraction. Two NHL games tonight. Both favorites.
Hey, NHL schedule makers did it again. I mean,
Both four dollar favorites
team
in each
played
game.
Last night. Let's roll out four donkeys on Friday.
$4 favorites in both games today, so we'll be staying away from that. Footy this weekend.
Here we go.
Tottenham going to take care of Nottingham Forest or what?
I mean, I'm out on the business of betting on the Spurs, especially at that number, Bruce. I do like the fact they're talking about getting Pochettino back as their coach.
Fuck yeah. Hey-o. I mean, someone's going to do it, right?
Yeah, I read some Italian and Spanish names that I don't know and acted like I was excited.
I like Poch. Nice. Saturday, EPL. I like Leicester, double chance at home against Chelsea.
Chelsea played
in Champions League. Leicester's been playing well. Give me Brighton, money line at Leeds. Brentford, draw no bet at Everton. Bundesliga, Frankfurt money line at Stuttgart, Mainz, Toronto bet at Hertha, Dortmund money line at Schalke, La Liga, Valladolid, Toronto bet at Elche, Serie A, Napoli money line versus Atalanta, Lazio, Toronto bet at Bologna, Udinese, Toronto bet at Empoli, and here it is, boys.
1.5 hour, 2.5 hour.
It's the MLS heat check.
Oh, no.
MLS has been good the first few weeks here, so let's empty the chamber here. Atlanta, double chance at Charlotte. Seattle Sounders, double chance at Cincinnati. Toronto FC, money line at home versus Columbus.
Okay.
Orlando, double chance at DC United.
Scrappy bunch.
Oh, yeah.
Miami, double chance at NYCFC.
How dare you.
Oh.
Nashville, money line at home versus Montreal. Jeez. Austin FC, double chance at Real Salt Lake.
Oh,
and then the Portland
squad.
Timbers, money line at home versus St. Louis. To Sunday we go, my friends.
To Sunday.
Sunday.
Oh, more soccer?
Serie A, I like Fiorentina, money line, Roma, money line, Torino, draw no bet. La Liga, I like Sociedad, draw no bet. Barcelona, draw no bet. EPL, I like Arsenal, money line, Aston Villa, double chance. Newcastle, money line at a good number. They've lost some games lately, but they were the good teams. I like them at home against Wolves. Bundesliga, Freiburg, Moneyline, Union, Berlin, double chance. Ligue 1, Lens, Moneyline, Monaco, Moneyline, Montpellier, draw no bet, Nice, draw no bet,
and
give me the New England Revolution plus 500 Moneyline at LAFC.
The
plus
Rev?
500 Moneyline?
Plus 500. They're 2-0, dude.
The Revs
are playing good ball.
Big old dog.
Plus 500 is just too much for a team that started the season very well.
Hell yeah. How could we forget? Oshiek travels to Hajduk. Hajduk lost to Lokomotiva last time we discussed them. Terrible form. But hey, draw no bet.
Why not us?
Why not us? I'm Ohio Duke, so I'm Ohio Duke.
Jesus Christ. Are you allowed to do that?
Yes. He's okay. Fucking Croatian.
Croatian, you mutt.
It's on FanDuel. All right. I'm Ohio Duke, so I'm Ohio Duke.
Okay.
Well, no, Steelers just released William Jackson.
Oh. No, not Willie.
I'll never forget what a great Steeler he was.
Hey, do you think the Dolphins would get Dalvin Cook?
It's in your head. I can tell that.
I like Mostert and Wilson combo, yeah, but
that doesn't seem like McDaniel's bag. To
yeah,
pay a lot.
Yeah, I don't.
He doesn't run. He doesn't run the football.
Yeah, but you're not gonna have to if he gets released, right?
Yeah, you're gonna still have to pay him.
Who's paying running backs?
No one.
No one, but you're still going to have to pay him like 10 mil.
Nope.
Maybe 6.
Franchise tags, really? 10. Won't be more than that.
Yeah, franchise tags.
Franchise 10. Tags, like the top 10. It's top based off of.
What did I miss here? Dalvin Cook's getting released?
Potentially. He might be a cap casualty.
He's getting cut. Vikings are strapped, dude.
Did you listen to the patch editor?
Yeah.
Vikings are like in it, man. Like, they're deep.
Wow.
And I don't think they have an owner who can do cash over cap.
That's why Thielen got cut.
Yeah, that I understand.
Harrison Smith is also a
Darius gone.
So,
no, they're not letting him go.
That all makes sense. Dalvin Cook feels a bridge further.
Well, they have Alexander Mattison.
True.
Good RB.
I'd want the Finns to trade for Jalen Ramsey, too, while we're at it.
Yeah, maybe. I watched him get run by a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot of younger dudes.
I mean, I don't know.
And X, though.
Bro, I'm not completely sold on the Jalen Ramsey slow train. You just said that you watched him get ran by a lot. He just said he's really old. A lot of younger dudes is what he said. You didn't say he was old. I think he was playing slow. A lot of cover two. I really don't think he was. I think he had his eyes on
that's
the quarterback.
That's also
it's not, like.
I didn't say he was slow. All I said was he got ran by
X,
a lot last year, which he did.
X is going to look a lot better in Fangio's defense, not running fucking blitz zero every fucking down.
Yeah, like. I think it was more of a scheme thing. I thought he got asked to do too much, and it made him look bad.
I think if I was
Jalen. That's why. Hey, Mitt watches the tape, dude.
Yeah, you're just watching highlights. Mitt's watching tape.
Yeah, I know. I mean, his tape. I don't watch any fucking football.
His tape was awful, but the games didn't matter.
That was your words. You just got upset by us using what you said.
What would it cost? What's the deal look like for Ramsey? Second?
We were complimenting you. You were the one who said, I watch film, you watch highlights.
I said it as a fucking joke.
Oh, well. Replies were off, so we didn't know.
Oh, God.
I think that was actually around the time that I had to turn my
You don't say. What does it cost to get Ramsey?
Was it pick-wise?
Why did they – that Leonard Floyd cut makes
pick-wise, probably a third.
Third or fourth.
That Leonard Floyd cut makes no sense.
I know. Only $3 million this year? Could they have cut
19 dead money?
Yeah, I don't get it. That's why we're not GMs. But we will talk gambling on Monday.
Yes, we will.
Bruce, fly safe.
Thank you.
Mitt, you fly safe, too.
Thank you.
Gumby, you're not flying anywhere, right?
I'm not going.
No, anywhere. I can't.
Mitt, you fly spaceship home every day.
Good point.
True.
What are you flying, Frontier?
Hell no.
Frontier.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Down.